southwest of Istanbul, 3 days sailing on an ancient slave ship, is the Isle of Marmara. Its very name means stone. In the first centuries of Byzantium, slaves in their tens of thousands worked in these marble hills. How the Byzantines love marble. In marble, says a priest, God trapped fields of flowers and mountain forests, and fish and fruit and melting snows. The ancient blocks still strewn across the quays hint at the frantic energy that was once used to move their precious stone. Still inside the modern quarries, an ancient stone that weighs around 100 tons, part of an enormous column to memorialize the military victories of Byzantium. If it were finished, it would have had a spiral staircase cut in it, and rows of sculptured soldiers on its turning surface. Still here, though, it cracked as it was quarried.
In ancient times, these quarries were called the quarries of the Mother of God. They might just as well have been called the quarries of the Mother of Constantinople. The whole city was made here, and it was prefab city. It wasn't just sent off in blocks, everything was finished. If these had been finished and gone to Constantinople, each one had been lettered, it had its exact place in every one of the ancient buildings of the city. This, for example, is the very tip of a building that would have looked like a Roman temple.
Modern quarry masters tell me that they find the best new seams of marble in the hills, beside the ancient stones. This would be a good spot then. A giant lonely column shaft. I've seen that same shape, the so-called peacock's feather pattern, cut on a broken column lying right on the main street of old Istanbul. Thank you.